Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And we are at a very exciting time of the year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's not Christmas.
No.
It's the new year.
Right. All right. So we are going to talk about a certain group's New Year's mm-hmm. traditions today. So why don't we talk about some of our own?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I don't think in Taiwan, like every family has the same tradition. Okay, but usually we get red envelopes. The kids do, right?
Okay.
And we have to gather together to have like a kind of like a family dinner to get that sort of like Christmas, right?
That's
right. 吃团圆饭, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, at New Year's for me, I like to get together with my friends. And, you know, we count down till the end of the night. You know, we do the 10, 9, 8, 7 thing. And yeah, we just have a fun party. We might watch the fireworks or something like
That's nice.
All right, well, let's get into our article to find out what today's group does for their New Year's traditions.
Welcoming the New Year with the Puyuma people.
The Puyuma people live near Taidong. Every winter, the 8 Puyuma tribes hold the yearly ritual. This exciting ritual happens between December 24th and January 2nd. Halabakai. This ritual is to welcome the New Year. On December 24th, all the teenagers in the tribe paint their faces. They hold a banana leaf in their hand to drive bad spirits away. Manga Manga Yao. Teenagers become adults during the Manga Manga Yao or monkey ritual. They experience a series of tests. One of them is killing straw monkeys. They believe this test makes them brave and strong.
Welcome. 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 Welcomed. Welcomed. Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party. Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party. Paint. Paint. Lisa painted her nails with two different colors. Lisa painted her nails with two different colors. Adult. Adult. Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself. Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself. Brave, brave. The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people. The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people.
All right, well, the article starts out by telling us who we're going to be talking about today. It says, the Puyuma people live near Taidong.
好，所以今天我们要看到呢，当然就是有关这个 Puyuma。OK， 他们是谁呢？就是卑南族。那卑南族的人们，大家应该都知道，他们是住在台东附近啦。
All right, well, let's find out what they do at New Year's. Okay, it says here, every winter, the 8 Puyuma tribes hold the yearly ritual.
Wow. Okay, 所以原来每年的冬天，这个卑南八社会举办年祭。OK， 我们从里面有看到 tribe 这个字呢，其实就是指部落这样的意思啦。
Now there are lots of tribes in Taiwan,
right?
Okay, now we also said the 8 tribes or the 8 groups of the Puyuma tribe, they hold a yearly ritual. Now, we use the verb hold in that sentence, and we usually use this verb to say that we have something in our hands. But in this sentence, we used it in a different way.
That's right. Hold 这个字其实有很多的意思跟用法哦。那一般刚刚 Aaron 老师已经提到其中一种啦，就是手上如果你握着什么东西的话，就可以用 hold。不过刚刚呢，在本课的句子当中 hold 在这里是举办的意思，类似的用法还有像是 hold a meeting、mm-hmm. 你要举办一个会议啦 or hold an election、mm-hmm. 就是举办这个选举啦 or even you can hold an art show、mm-hmm. 那可以举办一个美术展等等。
Okay, so they hold this yearly ritual. Now let's find out more about it. It says, this exciting ritual happens between December 24th and January 2nd.
Oh, okay, so I didn't know that.、Mm-hmm. Okay, but now I do. Okay, 所以这个令人兴奋的祭典呢因为像我们之前不知道不过本课有告诉我们什么时间点就是在12月24到这个元月2日举行了。其中的 ritual 这个字我们可以用来表示祭典啦或者是仪式。
And oh dear science, I hope I say this next word right.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So here in the article it says halabakal.
Okay, I don't know if you're saying this right, okay?、Mm-hmm. 因为我们都不是原住民 okay? 所以我们可能会讲错这个他们的语言就是 halabakai, okay? 就是青少年的驱邪活动 Wow, that sounds very interesting.
Okay, well, I do know that this word that I can't say is part of the ritual. So it's an activity, okay?、
Nice.
And it says here, this ritual is to welcome the new year. Now, we used a word in that sentence, welcome, just like the actions Laura's、mm-hmm. doing. This word is a verb. It's spelled W-E-L-C-O-M-E, welcome. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the verb welcome. Now, as a verb, this word is used to show that you are greeting somebody or something in a friendly way.It shows that you're happy this thing or person has arrived to a place. For example, we might say, Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party. Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party.
Oh, okay, 所以刚刚呢，我们提到这个仪式呢，是为了要怎么样？迎接新年，这里我们看到 welcome 这个动词就是迎接，它的动词三态好简单，就是 welcome, welcomed, 直接接 d, welcomed。那刚刚 Aaron 老师补充的例句就是说 ，Marsha 在我们抵达他的 party 时欢迎我们。那其他的用法像是、the teacher welcomed the students into her home、
mm-hmm.
or we welcome you to the show 那 welcome 还可以单单用有欢迎的意思像是 welcome home or welcome back, we missed you、
Lots of different ways we can use、
right.
this word All right, well this ritual, it welcomes the new year So on December 24th, all the teenagers in the tribepaint their faces. Interesting. Now, this is something we might see at Halloween or at a school party or something, but here it's part of a New Year's ritual. The teenagers are painting their faces. Now, here we used paint as a verb. It's spelled P-A-I-N-T, paint. Let's find out what it means. All right, let's talk about the verb paint. When you paint something, you use a brush to put paint on something.Now, of course, paint is a liquid, usually colored, red, green, blue, that sort of thing, that you can cover something to give it a different look. So the verb paint means to do this action. We might paint our walls, we might paint our houses, we might even paint our nails, like in this example sentence. Lisa painted her nails with two different colors.Lisa painted her nails with two different colors.
Okay, 所以我们从课文得知在12月24这一天哦，所有部落里的青少年都会在脸上涂抹东西。那其实是用黑炭涂抹，不是用一般的这个 paint, okay? 就是油漆之类的。我们来看一下 paint 当作动词，就是本课的用法。其实就有涂啦，或是画的意思。所以后面加 er, painter, 就是画家啦。那刚刚例句提到的意思就是 Lisa 在指甲上涂了两种不同颜色的指甲油 Or also sometimes you can paint your room、
mm-hmm.
I want to paint my room yellow
Okay.
Or the classroom wall was painted with clouds and rainbows
That's nice Okay, well, let's find out what else they do. Mm-hmm. So the teenagers paint their face. Here it also says they hold a banana leaf in their hand to drive bad spirits away. Now, there's that verb hold again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 没错。这里 hold 就完全有截然不同的意思。刚刚是举办，对不对？这里指的就是手中拿着、握着这样子的意思哦。For example, I could also say, he was holding his hat in his hand. Mm-hmm. Or, would you hold this for me?
Sure.
But I want it back now.
Okay. All right. So, they're holding this banana leaf. So, a banana leaf is like a big leaf from a banana tree. But they're doing it for a special reason. They want to drive spirits away.
Wow, okay, so to drive something away, 有驱赶的意思。那 spirit 呢，这个字有很多意思，有鬼魂或者是幽灵。Okay, 那常常我们可以用 ghost or evil spirits, 同样来表示这个灵。Okay, 或者呢 spirit 还有精神的意思哦 ，like team spirit，团队精神。那回到课文刚刚提到，就是他们会在手里拿着什么呢？芭蕉叶来驱赶恶灵。
Okay, well, that's what happens at this in this ritual.
Right.
But here we're going to move on to another one, and it also has a hard name to say, but I'm going to try even harder with this one. It's called Manga Manga Yao.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
Okay. I hope it's right.
Manga Manga Yao. Okay, 就是少年猴祭。Okay, let's find out more about this ritual, I guess.
All right. Well, again, it has the teenagers in it. It says, teenagers become adults during the Manga Manga Yao or monkey ritual. Now, that's a lot easier to say for me, at least. All right. So...Teenagers are becoming adults during this ritual. So we're going to learn what an adult is. This word is a noun. It's spelled A-D-U-L-T, adult. What does it mean? We're going to find out right now. All right, we're talking about adults in this word power word, for this word power word. So an adult is a fully grown person. Now we think of adults as people who can be responsible for their own life or who can live their own life and make their own choices. Now, in some countries, people who are 18 are considered adults, though in other countries, the adult age can be lower, like 16, or higher, like 21. Here's an example sentence. Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself.Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself.
Okay, 刚刚我们有提到少年猴祭，到底会发生什么事呢？原来青少年们在少年猴祭当中会变成成人 ，adult. Okay, 就是成人。Okay, 那通常来，因为老师说没有错，可能是18岁以上，我们就觉得你是成人啦。所以刚刚的例子是说，哎，你女儿现在已经是成人了，就让她自己做决定吧。Now, sometimes we might mention this word if we want to compare, like, adults and children. For example, the cost of the trip is $59 for adults and $30 for children. Okay, so 就是成人跟孩童的费用，可能就会用到这两，看到 adult 或 children 这两个字。Or maybe some children find it difficult to talk to adults or vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Right.
All right, so during this monkey ritual, the teenagers are going to become adults. But to do this, they have to do something. It says they experience a series of tests.
Ooh,
this doesn't sound fun.
I know. Okay, 所以他们会经历一连串的 tests. 在这里是考验的意思，不是考试哦。A series of 就是一系列的什么什么，像是 a series of events, 一系列的事件啦 or a series of problems.
Oh. All right, so they're doing a few different things, a few different kinds of tests here. Now, one of the tests is described here in our article. It says...One of them is killing straw monkeys.
That sounds violent. Okay, 其中一项就是刺猴、刺杀草猴。Okay, what is it?
Okay, well, the straw monkeys obviously are just monkeys made of straw.
Okay.
And they're not really killing monkeys. So it's not that bad. Here it says, They believe this test makes them brave and strong. Now, here's our fourth word power word today, the adjective brave. Brave is spelled B-R-A-V-E, brave. What does it mean? Let's find out. All right, let's talk about the adjective brave. Someone who is brave can deal with danger, pain, or hard situations or problems. Even though they might be afraid, these people are able to fight these feelings and do these scary things anyway. Here's an example. The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people. The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people.
好啦，其实刺杀这个草猴，这个猴子不是真的，是用这个草做的，对不对？所以他们认为这项考验可以怎么样，使他们更勇敢，还有强壮。勇敢的，我们来学一下，就是 brave 这个形容词哦。所以刚刚的例句就是那些勇敢的警察们打击坏人，并拯救了许多人。那通常我会想到谁，哪个职业也很勇敢 ，brave soldiers， 勇敢的军人。Or it was brave of you to speak in front of so many people.
Oh, that's scary.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, don't go away yet because we have our magic box before review time.
All right. Well, we'll see you back here in a minute.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hi, everyone.学语言其实啊，最困难、最常遇到的啊，应该就是同样一个字，可是在不同时候却有不同的意思。其实你不要以为只有英文这样折磨人，中文里其实也常常遇到这样的情况。所以你可能会看到外国人学中文的时候，也常常很痛苦。这种时候只能说大家同病相怜啦。比方说英文里 hold 这个字呢，简单几个字母，其实有很多意思。不过首先我们先特别注意 hold 的三态 ，hold、held、held 是一个不规则变化。那我们先来看最一般常见的就是拿或是提的意思。比方说你手上东西很多，就可以说 Can you hold the box while I open the door? 可以帮我拿个箱子，我好开门吗？反正总之你要用手提啊、抱啊、拿等等都可以用这个动词。另外常见的片语啊是 hold hands，就是手牵手的意思，我们也可以造一个句子 The couple held hands and sat under the tree， 就是牵着手坐在树下， so romantic。 Hold 它有一个另外一个很常见的意思，就是举办，有点难想象啊，其实也是很常会看到这样的用法。比方说 My favorite band is going to hold a concert in town this month， 最喜欢的乐团这个月要来举办演唱会。或者是被动的用法也是很常见，比方说 The meeting is held every December in different cities， 每年12月会在不同的城市举办这个会议。今天一次整理了好几个 hold 的常见用法，不过其实也没这么可怕，真的常常看，越看越熟，你们就会变成好朋友了。不信我们现在立马来测试看看，妈妈把小 baby 抱近一点，好，给她一个吻。 The mother closely to kiss her， 这样你知道这里该怎么填吗？ Check the answer right after the break.
The answer is the mother was holding the baby closely to kiss her.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time.
As Wait, you just mentioned welcome. Is that going to be that word?
Oh.
Okay.
Laura just mentioned one of our word power words from today. And she's asking if we are going to see that in our hangman today. Now, I don't know if you guys can spell welcome, but I know Laura can. And I think she'll figure out this is not welcome.
Yeah, because it's a five-letter word.
Exactly.
五个字母, right.
All right. So we have three other word power words that are all five letters long.
好难哦。
Let's see if you can get them. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 所以我知道它是五个字母，可是我们今天有三个字都是五个字母。Okay, how about I go for A?
Well, A is in all of these words.
我知道 A 在所有的字当中都有哦。 A 在第三个。This is so easy for me. Is it brave?
It is brave. Okay.
Oh, I love this game.
All right.
Well, smart.
You know what? I'm going to take A out. No more A's for you.
Oh, no. So I can't use A.
You can't use an A.
Can I use an E?
Yes.
Okay.
There is no E.
No E.
No.
I?
There is...An I.
这感觉也蛮简单，因为我们另外一个字是 adult, right? 所以我们没有这个字，所以应该是 paint.
All right. Well, this one was a little bit easier than I thought. Unfortunately, we are all out of hangman time. You can choose more of the words in your article today to play this game with your friends, though. So why don't you go practice playing hangman with some of our word power and magic box phrases today.
Right.
All right, we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Welcoming the new year with the Puyuma people.
The Puyuma people live near Taidong. Every winter, the eight Puyuma tribes hold the yearly ritual. This exciting ritual happens between December 24th and January 2nd. Halabakai. This ritual is to welcome the new year. On December 24th, all the teenagers in the tribe paint their faces. They hold a banana leaf in their hand to drive bad spirits away. Manga Manga Yao.Teenagers become adults during the Manga Manga Yao or monkey ritual. They experience a series of tests. One of them is killing straw monkeys. They believe this test makes them brave and strong.
Welcome. 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 Welcomed. Welcomed.Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party. Marcia welcomed us when we arrived at her party. Paint. Paint. Lisa painted her nails with two different colors. Lisa painted her nails with two different colors. Adult.Adult. Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself. Your daughter is an adult now. Let her decide for herself. Brave. Brave. The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people.The brave police fought against the bad guys and saved many people.